Sorry, Kathunkle. I don't think I was very evil today at all.
Would you feel better if you ate a horse?
Said Kathunkle, summoning a few horsies out of the Nakindlecon.
Well, I just don't think being evil is the best way to motivate our co-workers.
My boy, it's just the way it's done. You'll do better after a horsey dinner and a good night's sleep.
And suddenly the horse turned to stone, and Kathunkle cracked his beak on it.
Mr. Eric, April Fools is supposed to play tricks on you, not on me.
Maybe I'm finally getting the hang of it, said Mr. Eric as his hands turned into stone hooves. Okay, I'm gonna keep moving on with the story before any other parts of me, turn into a horse.
Oh, it's the next day already, and I'm back at the barn again?
And also, you swiped Kathunkle's Nakindlecon.
I don't remember doing that.
Well, you did it, so maybe you could use scary magic or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It was just before the crack of dawn. Scully had gotten himself to work early, before any of the other monsters got there. Most of the chickens were still clucking their way into the big barn, and Scully confronted them at the entrance.
I think deep down, you chickens don't like being scared. You all want to be free from this job, free from fear. So ride these horses to safety.
Scully summoned thousands of getaway horses.
Mr. Eric, are you gonna translate this conversation at all?
But Bok Bok Nay Nay English.
No, you're speaking horse and chicken.
Bok Nay 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 Bok Bok.
You're still doing it.
Bok Bok.
All right, well, I'll take over. It looks like all the getaway horses are getting away. All right. But all the chickens are staying behind.
The chickens just kept filing into the Big Bok Stadium. Barn Stadium. And the monsters were nudging their way in as well.
Okay, Mrs. Sitter, if you won't use your getaway horse, then I give you the Nakindlecon. Now you have unlimited power. You never have to feel afraid again.
Mark.
And Mrs. Sitter started pecking the Nakindlecon at random.
Well, you should probably be careful with that. You're right.
Squidderella came in to see Mrs. Sitter pecking at that magical artifact.
Everybody take cover,
Squidderella shouted, scooping up every monster in sight and pulling them in tight to protect them when... With one final peck from her beak, all the monsters suddenly turned into carpet.
Mark, mark.
Good for you, Mrs. Sitter,
said Scully from his squid beak, which was sticking straight up out of his carpet body.
Scully, is this your doing?
Mark, 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 mark,
said Mrs. Sitter, trying to step around the wide stretch of monster carpet, but... There were patches of monster teeth sticking up in every direction.
She's still trying to go to her coop.
Of course she is. Her job is laying eggs. She gets paid to help feed all of us.
Well, yeah, but I still don't think that scaring is...
Scully saw that Mrs. Sitter was trying to lay an egg, but she couldn't. And all the other chickens started filing in toward their coops, painfully stepping over carpet monsters with their taloned feet.
Oh.
And it didn't feel too nice for the chickens either. The chickens tried laying eggs all day long, but they just couldn't.
This is really bad news.
Oh, don't worry, Squidderella. Once Kathunkle comes to pick us up...
I'm part of the carpet monster as well.
Oh.
All sorts of toothy creatures ended up here.
I was just trying to earn a living,
said Cleocatra from one stretch of carpet.
This is by far the most comfortable place I have ever been stuck.
added Draco Max, just as a chicken walked over his face.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
There was a knock at the door. They all tried to turn toward the knock, even though they could barely move. It was Alabamus P. Grazero. Oh no, I definitely can't be both people at the same time. No, it was Alabaster, okay? Definitely Alabaster Zero.
That's good, because the story needed another deep voice. You can say that again.
I don't think he should say that again.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a sore throat here.
All right, all you chickens. Why'd you stop laying eggs? You ruined omelet night in Newark City.
Explained Mrs. Sitter.
Well, why didn't you say so? I'll just walk over to the Nikindlecon and undo the magic spell.
Come on. Would you monsters just move your carpet teeth for 1 minute?
We're sorry. We can't.
But you all are chewing right through my boots. How am I gonna cast a spell if my feet go out? I don't care if your tummies hurt because they're full of eggs.
Yeah, our faces hurt from all of you stepping on us.
Maybe if I just throw my boot at the Nikindlecon, then I'll just hop on one foot until the magic is fixed.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's a very delicate, evil artifact.
But Alabaster was already throwing his shoe. Oh, fortunately, it just seemed to land on the Nikindlecon safely. It's being sucked up by that little stone tablet somehow. That's weird. I wonder where it's going. Ow! I just got hit in the back of the head with a boot.
Serves you right for getting us into this kerfluffle.
Squidderella, don't blame me for your kerfluffles.
Oh, you all know this kerfluffle's on me.
Yes, I agree.
Mark, 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 mark me.
Are we being rhymey?
Indeed we be.
I also feel kind of musicky.
A hairline crack was spreading through the Nikindlecon, and magic started to seep out of it, brushing over all of the carpet monsters, swirling around the timid chickens, and even dusting over Detective Zero.
The Tootsie Owie, his footsie owie.
Step in
the Tootsie
Owie on these teeth.
His footsie,
it's owie time.
Hey, watch your footsie. We'll get your tootsie.
Chewing through my boots.
His footsie,
they're way out of line.
Our teeth are stuck up. Your boots, they're luck's up.
The only thing left to do. When a monster cap it chews through your shoe.
Oh no!
Is how it dance. Is how it dance.
Back tummy, owie.
Chickens.
Back eggy, owie.
I don't like carpet.
Back tummy,
the monster teeth.
Why would they? Oh, how could they?
Can't lay eggs above it.
Back tummy,
or eggs beneath.
Or left or righty, their tummy's tiny.
The only thing those chicks can do,
I know,
is holding the eggs till they're blue.
Uh-oh.
And how it ends, how it ends. Tell me how it ends. Owie, owie, my facey owie. Monsters, owie, don't like my tooth to taste owie, your feet.
We're stucky, owie, stucky. Owie. Your my feet are yucky. Owie.
Monsters still owie, like yummy.
My face
things owie, to eat.
Like apple, maybe. Bananas, baby.
But instead, they're upholstered owie, down here.
Ow, my face.
Owie. They try not to bat when owie, they're near.
You're dancing my face, on my face.
Owie. They'll never owie, smile owie, again. Owie, owie, owie.
You're still doing it.
And their faces.
Oh, well, well,
well, do the owie, 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 owie day.
Owie, owie day.
My face.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, what'd you step in?
I see what I did. That was rude.
As the music ended, the chickens realized that they'd been singing and dancing all over the coop, despite their tummy aches. But then they looked down to see that tableau of monsters all mushed into one toothy carpet, Alabaster trying not to step on them, and failing. And the chickens all flew down beside their co-workers. Now, hens aren't very good at being scary, so Mrs. Sitter just did what she was good at.
You're kind of sitting on me.
And she started gently brushing Scully Squid's forehead with her wings and squawking soothing nothings in what might have been his ear. And all the other chickens followed her lead, swooping down to comfort their uncomfortable friends.
Okay, if anyone asks, I did not just break out into song, and I am not crying right now.
Back, back, back.
A few younger hens came over to comfort him as well.
Look at you two young hens trying to comfort me, even though you're uncomfortable.
And Alabaster started giving the two little hens a pet on their head, despite him being uncomfortable. And before he knew it, those two hens started laying eggs, and all the relaxed hens curled up in their little bits of carpet, comforting the carpet monsters around them, while they started laying eggs too.
Could making people happy work just as well as making them scared?
Impossible. It will never... It will never... Stop laying eggs all over my face. It's like you're laying more eggs than before.
And a few of those eggs rolled over to the Nikindlecon and somehow started to reverse the...
Oh, come on! Why did the eggs have to fly through a portal? It hit me in the back of the head.
Wow, while Mr. Eric was getting pelted with eggs, I turned back to normal.
Me too.
I did as well.
And me.
And I found a brand new pair of boots somehow.
Where are my boots?
My new boots?
Oh, you mean my new boots? Aren't they nice?
Did you take my boots?
The end.
I did not say the end. Oof.
All right, Maddie and Aria, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my Aunt Janine for always encouraging me to be silly, and all you kids at home who know that kindness and cooperation can be a lot more effective than yelling and pushiness. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Cats and rabbits would reside in fancy little houses and be dressed in shoes and hats and trousers. In a world of my own, all the flowers would have very extra special powers. They would sit and talk to me for hours when I'm lonely in a world of my own. There'd be new birds, lots of nice and friendly howdy-do birds. Everyone would have a dozen bluebirds. Within that world of my own, I could listen to a babbling brook and hear a song that I could understand. I keep wishing it could be that way, because my world would be a